This year's hurricanes along the Gulf Coast have us thinking a lot about how communities recover from disaster. We thought the towns in southern West Virginia, devastated by flash floods in 2001, might offer some lessons. I take a drive through the hollows of Wyoming County, along a creek called Milam Fork. It's raining. Plumes of smoke from wood stoves lift above small, weather-beaten homes and trailers up on cinder blocks, the ones that are left.
See, that's a FEMA trailer. The one sitting on the hill is a FEMA trailer.
My guide is Greg Fortner, who's lived here all his life.
There used to be another house sitting right here, and it got flooded, and it's gone.
The floods on July 8, 2001, turned the tiny Milam Fork into a monster. The only death in the flood was here, in the town of McGraws. Bonnie Shoemate, 58 years old, washed out of her house.
We were standing on railroad tracks right here, and her house hit that pine tree right down there. And it was like flushing a toilet. When it hit that pine tree, it busted the bottom of her house out and just flushed her down and took her down about 50 yards. I'll show you where the fence line used to be where we found her.
Greg Fortner's house was up high and okay, but his cousin Teresa Smith lived in a house right by the creek. It's gone now.
In about an hour's time, he just wiped it out.
And where were you before?
Right there.
Nothing there now.
Just some trees.
Teresa Smith, her husband, and their two daughters live in a FEMA trailer now, overlooking the creek. The trailer was $1,000. She paid $100. A church out of Charleston covered the rest. She also got about $14,000 from FEMA. She used that to pay for clearing the land, putting in a septic system, water, and gas lines. The new trailer is just above where her house used to be.
I've lived in Wyoming County, around in this area, all my life, 42 years. I lived there 20-some in that house. And my dad built it. That was one reason I didn't want to leave it. I didn't want it condemned, but they had to. And my church is walking distance. I didn't want to leave it. We just didn't want to leave.
This is small town USA right here in small county USA. We don't even have a red light in this county. We don't have a four-lane highway. We don't have a hospital. But we've got some people that love their county and love their area and would do anything to help their fellow man and their neighbor.
Dean Meadows is Wyoming County's Director of Emergency Services. And this year's hurricanes along the Gulf Coast reminded him a lot of what his county went through in 2001.
I thought about the people that were in my job and what they were facing. The helplessness why all is going on, the devastation when it's over, and when you have to face the people and the things that you have to tell them, and they want to hear that you're going to help them and everything's going to be okay. You always can't give them that assurance. We went through months here thinking, is anything ever going to get normal again?
Dean Meadows works with FEMA on a program called Hazard Mitigation. For houses that have been destroyed or repeatedly flooded, FEMA might buy the homeowners out. If the home wasn't washed away, it'll be demolished. The land can't be built on again. A park could go in, or a garden or playground, but no pavement, no walled structures. More than 4 years after the flood, Dean Meadows is still mitigating people. And for some, the FEMA mitigation money becomes a ticket out of Wyoming County to someplace bigger with more opportunities. Dean Meadows worries about that.
You know, I've never refused anybody that wanted to apply for a hazard mitigation project. But I have talked to a few and said, you sure you want to do this and make this decision?
And why is that? Why?
Well, because I know they've always lived in Wyoming County. They've lived where they're at. I know what kind of effect it's going to have on us as a county when so many people leave. And I know we're losing good citizens. We're losing good people. My counterpart in Raleigh County, the next county over, jokes with me and says, I'm getting some more of your people, Dean. They're moving over to see me. I said, yep, I know that.
Let's see if those potatoes are done.
Joyce McKendry fusses over some homemade potato soup on her stove.
Buddy, did you salt and pepper this?
I just barely put a little bit of salt in it.
Joyce and Bud McKendry have spent 35 years in their cozy house on the Guyandot River. Listen to them talk about how they first met. She was 13, he was 19. They waited 6 years before they married.
He met me standing on the highway and he went by.
Over top of the fence, long blonde hair. I knocked her out.
Yeah.
I've had her for 50 years.
December the 24th, we'll be married 50 years.
The McKendrys figured they'd live in this house the rest of their lives. But they've been flooded too many times. they're being mitigated, which is to say FEMA has bought out their house. It'll be torn down. The McKendrys will be moving into a mobile home, and soon, the rooms are piled with boxes neatly labeled, Angels for Xmas Tree, Mauve placemats. Their house has been flooded 11 times in 18 years, and it's been getting worse.
We cleaned mud out, honey, and I tell you, there was coal sludge in our basement and in our yard.
Yeah.
We was just tired. Tired of doing
that. When you do a job 11 times, I think it'll soak in on you to move.
When you think about moving from a home into a mobile home, will that be different? How will that be?
Well, it looks
like
a home.
It'll be cleaner, it'll be new, and it'll... And I'm where there won't be nothing but water in the faucet, in the kitchen, in the bathtub, and a water hose. And I ain't going to have to use that pump out there. And I'm going to be tickled to death. When I'm gone, she'll have something to lay down she won't drown. By golly.
I think I'll be happy. I can't quite imagine that I'm going to move. You know what I mean? I can't believe that up there is my home, going to be my home for the rest of my life.
That up there is the new double-wide mobile home Joyce and Bud will be moving into a few miles up the road.
We'll go right down through there.
Bud McKendry hunches through a cold rain. He's 75 now and has black lung disease after 33 years working in the coal mines. He's proud of his new home.
It's a humdinger from looking inside of it.
But to me, it's a sad sight. The two halves of the structure yawn apart in a V. Bud is impatient for the workers to come and bolt the sides together. Meantime, the insulation's getting wet. The vinyl siding is torn and flaps in the wind. The foundation is a watery mess.
I think they're going to have to put scuba gear on to get in there on the top of that concrete.
Bud and Joyce McKendry will make this their home. A small, bare lot next to some mini storage sheds and directly behind the railroad track.
And how do you feel about the train?
Ma'am?
The train?
Oh, I have to get used to that sucker. I want that room right there. But when he blows that horn for that trestle up here, it'll jerk you out of that bed. Oh, that's a keen whistle on that train. Yeah. But I'll get used to it. Yeah.
Bud and Joyce McKendry put a brave face on the way their lives have been upended. Like many in Wyoming County, West Virginia, they're measuring not just what they lost, but how much they still have. For all the people who saw the flood as a reason to get out of the county, there are many, like Teresa Smith and the McKendrys, who found a different message. Stay. This is home. You can find photos of Wyoming County during the 2001 flood and now at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.